In the summer, just before I joined, I had like a month period, so I learnt all of my supervisor's papers on the topic and just tried to read up as much as I can just before going in. They gave me a sort of it's like a research proposal for the PhD. So I read through that 100 times, trying to figure out what sort of fields of research they would want me to read. So I read them, I found them, as because I still had my university access to the previous uni, so I was still able to look up these papers and read them, take some notes. Then I also found a book written by my supervisors on the topic. So I just read that cover to cover just to try and get a good grasp on it. I honestly kind of just focused on understanding the key core concepts of my field and understanding what are the definitions, what are the key elements, what makes my technology do what it does, how big are they, how where are they, just having a surface level understanding just before going in. And a lot of my research does focus on the UK, so I was able to read a lot of news articles about the technology and all those sort of easy to access, easily understandable references, as that kind of gave you the ins and outs. But I would avoid going into the deep sections because you can get yourself onto a tangent and then you have to overcorrect when you get back in with the supervisors when they say, oh no, this is nice, but it's not the direction where we need you to go. In the sort of research proposal, I kind of highlighted the key aspects that were going to be wanted during the PhD. So I then looked into literature and trying to collect tons of research papers on these sort of themes and try and form a sort of game plan before joining. That game plan lasted maybe about 3 weeks before it shifted, and it shifted again and it shifted again, but it's good to have an initial plan. I think everybody, once they join, they have this huge imposter syndrome where they feel like they don't know enough and they don't belong. But having done that little bit of research right there, it kind of gave me a sort of safety blanket or a safety, I think that's the term, safety blanket, to just reassure myself in that you I know something, I'm here for a reason, and the terminology that you can pick up from this like preliminary reading can help talk about things in your supervisor meetings and help show them like you are engaged, you're enthusiastic, and you can push this field forwards.